The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
After two nights of the Crowne Plaza International Midget World Series at Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand, Elk Grove, California's Kyle Larson not only sits atop the point standings, but he has dominated the field, winning both feature events.
Larson now, he's got a full car gap between himself and Brian Clawson. This could be a flag to flag as Darling goes underneath the 9 USA of Buck Walter.
No driver in the history of the series has ever won all four features. Larson is halfway there. Can he make it three straight in tonight's King of the Springs 40-lapper, or will defending champion Brian Clawson have something to say? We're about to find out. It's the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event next on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Tonight's broadcast of the King of the Springs 40-lap midget feature from Western Springs Speedway is brought to you by Rod and Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the start of the second decade of streaming audio right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com with the King of the Springs 40-lap midget feature event as part of the Crowne Plaza International Midget World Series from the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. Well, as we have been talking about, it's been the Kyle Larson Show dominating both Boxing Day and then the World Derby 30. Can he make it three in a row and take a step closer to doing something that's never been done in winning all four international midget features in the same year? We're about to find out. It's the King of the Springs 40-lap midget feature event. We head out to Western Springs Speedway. The voice of Western Springs, Aaron Drever, and the entire commentary team will bring you all the action right now here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
We are Western Springs. It's the World 40-lap King of the Springs is about to explode. Strip yourselves in. It's an all-American front row. They amble around. It's all gonna look exploding. Oh, yes, it does. What a race. Here we go. Brian Moses dropped back five positions. What went wrong with Moses? Larson out front. Coons right behind him. Clawson now trying to drag race. Larson down. They all tuck it nicely. One lap in the book. Just time round is the only one using the top shelf. It's the 3 USA of Jerry Coons Jr. And one in the book with 39 laps to go here at Western Springs. We went for the King of the Springs. Kyle Larson, then we go back to Brian Clawson, Michael Vickers, Jerry Coons, Dave Darling, Hayden Williams. Then we go back to 25, Scott Buckley, 9 Buckwalter, 21 is the car driven by Corey Cruzman.
Dave Darling tucked in nicely.
Darling driving superbly at the moment. Out in front and fast and furious as they go. Coons is the only one using the top shelf along with Buckwalter and Hickman. Where's Michael Vickers? Running in fourth. Then we go back to Darling running in. Oh, Clawson slowed down. Now he got going again. Well, is that fuel problem coming back to Auckland? He just got off the gas in the middle of one and two. Tyre wear is going to be out to the board. Moses dropped way back to 10th position. So Moses dropped back to 10th position. Well, this is where it's at. Buckwalter's lost his transponder. So he's not registering on it. Oh, Pickett's on the grass. Pickett makes a mistake and Darling gets out. The only one coming through is Jerry Coons Jr. Well, that's going to be interesting. Pickens had a major problem again. So, out in front though, it's Kyle Larson, Brian Clawson, Jerry Coons Jr., Michael Pickens, Dave Darland.
What a lead. What a fantastic lead.
Oh, what a lead though. Driving superbly is Kyle Larson with 34 laps to go. Cruzman do really running the low line, drawing the high line out of 1 and 2, leaves the door open, has to tuck in with low and 1 and 3 and 4.
Darling.
Oh, Darling, look at those Pickens come together. Oh, Pickens and Darling, the Coons almost come together. Three wide action, smoke coming out the side of the Jerry Coons car. Pickens now up to third.
Darling
now following through. The Americans are trying everything they've got at them. 99 USA, Kyle Larson, 39 is Brian Clawson. Then we go back to 1NZ, Michael Pickens. 1 USA, Dave Darling. 3 USA, Jerry Coons Jr. 27, Aiden Williams. Then we go back to 25, Scott Buckley. 21 USA, Corey Cruzman. 9 USA, Steve Buckwalter. That's how they look at the moment. That's your top 9. Dave Chikrandy on the top 10. Oh, and Darling gets off the gas. Now he's back on the gas. Well, Larson, though, has got a length of the straightaway lead. Buckwalter got in front of Cruzman. Oh, we got one round, it's Jared Wade.
On comes the yellow.
On comes the yellow.
Okay, now, Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about rubber going down. Alex, is there anywhere on the track from a driver's point of view that looks like we're going to be taking rubber on the surface?
It looks like a little bit coming off turn four on the bottom there. But besides that, I don't think it's going to take too much rubber. Maybe later on in the race, but right now it's just off turn four.
Okay, and when you're driving, what you look for in the car in front is that like the tire starts to shine or the tire goes jet black on the tread. So if you're in the audience and you're looking for the car's tire rubber issues, look for the tread on the tires to be dead black, and then that means that the track is taking rubber, and then it's only a matter of time before the tread's gone.
As a driver's standpoint, you can see it on the track, but you almost feel it more than anything else. You just got to get to the different parts of the track, and you actually feel it in the tires, and then you can feel it with your right foot as you get on the gas if it sticks more or not.
Okay, and then once it does that, then obviously tire wear is accelerated by threefold.
Yeah, you got to watch out, but then you also have less tire spin when you get the rubber down, so it kind of goes both ways.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Graham Standring and Alex Bright. So for those taking the broadcast through the DirtTrackChannel.com, Aaron Driver, Ian Durbin, Graham Standring and Alex Bright in the commentary position for this one. We have done 10 laps Western Springs, 10 laps complete, 30 to go. Kyle Larson is your race leader. Brian Clawson, Michael Pickens, Dave Darlin, Jerry Coons Jr., Hayden Williams, Scott Buckley, Steve Buckwalter, Corey Kruseman, Dave Chick, Brad Mosen, Brock Maskevich, Graham Standring.
Yeah, because tyre wear is going to be such an issue, what you've got to take into consideration, Kyle Larson is running right around the pole line and he's keeping his car very straight. That means he's not loading up his tyres very much. When you go back a couple of spots to, say, Dave Darlin, Jerry Coons Jr., who are running the high groove, their wheel RPM is a lot higher. When the wheel RPM, which means the wheel's turning a lot more, that means that what's happening there is that there's a lot more heat generated in the tyre and the tyre wear is a lot more crucial.
Thank you very much. Well, it looks like we may go this time round. Are we? No. Still not happy. Well, again, Graham, we talk about perhaps fuel. Maybe, you know, like that it was a delayed start. They're doing more laps on yellow.
Yeah, the late start and fuel won't be an issue because here what they're doing, they carry a lot more fuel than they require to try and get traction. The fuel's carried in the tank behind the back wheels. So when the car has a lot of fuel in it, you'll see them doing wheel stands and things like that. So they'll be carrying extra fuel, trying to get the weight over the back wheels and get more grip.
Okay, lights are on, Western Springs, 30 laps to go. The King of the Springs, Kyle Larson, Young Money from Elk Grove, California, with the bullet, Brian Clawson, Michael Pickens, Dave Darlin, Jerry Coons Jr., Aiden Williams. Here we go, we're racing away, we do. So, Auckland Racing, they go. Well, look what's going on up here. Four of them move straight to the top shelf. They think that's the way to go. What's going to happen this time round? They all then tuck in nice and low. Trying to not get out wide. It's Michael Pickens now up to second place. Clawson, problems for Ricky Logan. He's up on the infield. Well, I think there's a problem for Jerry Coons Jr. He seems to be slowing down. Something chronic. Buckwalter now trying to get around the outside of the 27 of Williams. He's running that top shelf. Well, that's probably not the way to go, I wouldn't imagine, but I'm not a race car driver. Now he's going low side of the 27 of Williams as Pickens now starting to... Oh, brilliant slide job. Three wide action further back. Buckwalter, the 27 of Williams and the 21 car of Corey Kruseman, the cruiser. So, here we go. Racing fast, racing furious. Well, I can't say anymore. He's the only one moving forward at the moment. As the 99 Kyle Larson, 39 Brian Clawson, one USA Darlin. Then we go back to Jerry Coons Jr., Scott Buckley, Hayden Williams, Corey Kruseman. Mosen now starting to come through. 26 laps to go, Western Springs. 26 to go. I'm just looking at Kyle Larson's tyre. We haven't seen any go yet.
He's got an engine problem.
Who's got an engine problem?
Jerry Coons Jr.
Jerry Coons Jr. with a major engine problem. There you go. On lap number 12, lap 15, we've got a yellow. We've got a yellow. It could be for noise. Is it noise? Maskevich is off. What's going on? It's noise.
It could well be one of the cars. Alex and I both noticed that one of the cars got an engine problem.
Three USA has been sent off.
Yep.
Well, Jerry Coons Jr. has been sent off with an engine problem. So the restart order, 99 Kyle Larson, 39 Brian Clawson, 1 USA Dave Darlin, 1 Michael Pickens, 25 Scott Buckley, 9 Steve Buckwalter. Then we go back to 27 Hayden Williams. James, what do you think?
Right, fantastic. The car was just sitting so low in the three car, and obviously it wasn't going anywhere, and with a little bit of back, but Graham could have also heard the engine a lot better than we did up here, but certainly it wasn't going to last the distance. So
25 laps to go, Graham Standring.
Yeah, I'd say that the problem's probably the muffler might have come to pieces or something like that, but it just sounded really flat. Didn't look like it was losing any power or anything like that, and they're all milling around the car at the moment. Very unfortunate for Jerry Coons.
It should be Dave Darland and then Michael Pickens.
Yep, he's got the board. He's got the word on the board.
He has.
A famous board.
Well, so it's an all-American top three at the moment, Western Springs. America, 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 then New Zealand. Well, then we go back to Scott Buckley. Michael Pickens, Scott Buckley. Then we've got another American.
Scotty having a good time there. He's going really well. Good on him.
Well, we're all set to go with 25 laps to go. It's all game on. The King of the Springs. Part of the Power Eye series brought to you by Crown Plaza in Auckland, Western Springs. Here we go. Into 3 out of 4. America dominating. You bet they are. Racing away. Well, Scotty Buckley going to go low side on the 25 of, what is he in the pick? Oh, Darland just stepped out in front of Pickens. What was he doing? Well, Moses got that top shelf work thing, Derbs, hasn't
look at,
he?
Yeah, look at Darland. Darland now on Clawson.
What's going on? I tell you what, these cars are coming to their own here at Western Springs tonight. They're all trying to play follow the leader. Pickens and Darland going hammer to tong in the 40 lapper. 23 laps to go. Kyle Larson is your race leader. In second place it is Brian Clawson. In third place is Dave Darland, Michael Pickens. Then we go back to Scotty Buckley in the 25 NZ car. 9 USA Buckwalter, 27 New Zealand, 8 Williams, and 21 USA is the car driven by Corey Kruseman. Oh, Buckwalter gets a hand, he gets a big shunt right up the back from the 9, from the 27 car of Williams. They're all starting to try and find some form now. Oh, Mosen's stopping. Mosen's got problems. Mosen may bring on a yellow. Three wide action as they come out of here. What's going on there? Mosen's got back going. Oh, big slide job. Buckwalter and the 27 of Williams. Oh, Kruseman and Buckwalter come together on the back straight away. Larson is your race leader. Then we go back to the 39 off.
Looks like Larson might be slowing down. See that there? He just came out of the
Larson,
corner.
Larson's car starting to slow. The bullet Brian Clawson is chasing him down. 19 laps to go, Western Springs. Kyle Larson.
The tyre. It looks like the tyre on Larson's car.
The tyre on Larson's car starting to heat up a bit. It's going dead black, Graham Standring. Well, that could really spice things up. The bullet Brian Clawson is chasing him down with 18 laps to go. Kyle Larson, then we go back to Brian Clawson, followed by Dave Darland, Michael Pickett, Scotty Buckley, Steve Buckwalter. Then we go back to Hayden Williams, Corey Kruseman, Dave Chick. Wow, fortune favours the brave in any case of this one. Tyres could be the enemy of everyone. Buckley driving superbly as Scotty Buckley. I wonder who's going to go first. Because it's the left rear and the right rear. Larson can't afford with 16 laps to go. Lap traffic. That's where it all spices itself up. Oh, Pickens brushes the concrete fence. Oh, he brushed the concrete fence. That could cause dramas as Kruseman goes low side of the 27 of Williams. Kyle Larson, though, your race leader. The gap is starting to shorten. Oh, problems here for Corey Kruseman. They're coming together with the likes of Aiden Williams and the massive wheel stand. Buckwalter brushes the concrete fence as well. Is he rust starts to
gaining.
Wheel in? Well, he's gaining on Buckley, is he what?
No, look here, down here.
Down here, this is where it's into the motor. Kyle Larson, Brian Clawson is right on his tail tank almost. Wow, this could be an absolute ripper of a finish. These cars are going hammer to tong.
Someone's off.
Oh,
Darland.
Darland's off. Darland's done a tyre. So Darland's now done a tyre. Well, we've lost Dave Darland. Scotty Buckley now running in fourth position. Buckley in fourth position. Buckwalter running in fifth. McCutcheon coming through as well. Larson going through. Pickens driving superbly. We've got 12 laps to go, Western Springs. 12 to go. This track is dead black. It's a repeat of the last show we had. I tell you what. Williams now starting to chase him, Buckwalter. 29 laps in the book. 11 to go. What's they got? What they got the tank? Pickens has got nothing for them. He has got no tyres left at all. He's just riding on the rubber.
10 to go.
10 laps to go. We've done three-thirds of the race. Well, Larson, he knows that Clausen's right behind him now. Brian Clausen, the bullets. Is he going to make a grandstand opportunity? He might as well do. Clausen's got every opportunity he can. Does Larson know he's there? Tyre wear, when's he going to do the big slide job? He's going to sweat on lap traffic. Clausen's coming into some very heavy lap traffic. I tell you, what does he want? He's going to get past McGudge. A big flame out the side of the Mopar car. Oh, the Brian Clausen. Action of plenty out here. Willem just steps out in front of Larson. He's trying to now follow through. Clausen right on his tail tank. Pickens following on pursuit. Real battle ready up for fourth, fifth and sixth. Oh, we got a yellow. Have we not? No. What are we doing? We've got a car on the track. No, they pull it up on the infield. Well, Larson under all sorts of pressure. He gets a split. Clausen with the pass. No, I thought he was going to pass. He didn't. It's Armbetti that comes up. Well, that traffic spikes up. Clausen now off the gas. Well, this is where it gets interesting. Clausen now right behind him. Clausen bounces up the pitch straight wall. Oh, Kyle Larson, you're a freak with five to go. Five laps to go. 99 with a split. They've got nothing. They've got nothing for him. Barring a tyre wear problem, they will not pull him back, I wouldn't imagine. Four laps to go. Four to go this time round. It's got everything this race. What a fantastic display of midget car action from Kyle Larson. He is doing everything he can. Clausen, oh, Clausen, it's the fence. Pickens now reeling in Clausen. This is where it's all going to be happening at the moment. Three laps to go, Western Springs, three to go. This time round it'll be two. But Kyle Larson, young money. He is driving superbly. Pickens is trying to make that cushion any wider. Ian Dermage will be touching the fence.
He certainly will be. I think no tyre problems for the lead car. We were on there.
Kyle Larson, this time round we get the white flag, Western Springs. White flag, one to go for Kyle Larson. Here it is. The king of the sprint for Kyle Larson with one to go. Better eating up further back in second. Great action aplenty. White flag, one to go. Kyle Larson from Elk Grove, California. Into turn three he comes. And out of turn four. Just about to put a lap down on two-time Chili Bowman and Corey Groosman. And Kyle Larson wins the 40. Second will be Brian Clausen. Third will be the car driven by Michael Pickett. Williams with a massive slide job attempt. On Buckwalter for the Miners. They have a drag race and away we go. Buckley in fourth, Buckwalter in fifth, Hayden Williams in sixth. Well, Western Springs, on your feet. Kyle Larson, wheel off. Wheel off. What's he got? He's got his wheel off.
He has to.
He's got his steering wheel off. What's he doing? He's got his wheel off. Kyle Larson, young money.
Well, a fantastic ride, but I'll tell you what, I mean, my driver started on nine, finished in fourth, Scotty Buckley. What a fantastic drive, Scotty. Congratulations, Dad, to be very, very happy. And then we had on car number nine, started on 11 and finished in fifth. So that's about the same, just about the same average. So there it is, right there in your program. It'll be up on the big screen shortly. 99 USA, 39 USA, 1 New Zealand, 25. And there they are, right there in your program for the big 40-lapper. He can't get beaten somehow. He's up on the... Put your hands together for him. Come on, he's up by there, and Graham's going to talk to him as we await the sprint cars coming out for the final race of the night.
Come on in, Western Springs. Young money, Kyle Larson!
So the NorCal Ninja does it again as Kyle Larson wins the 40-lap King of the Springs midget feature. That's three straight wins, and he's going for number four in the prestigious 50-lapper in just a few days. Graham Standering is standing by to talk to Kyle Larson. We'll hear from Kyle, plus second-place finisher Brian Clausen and third-place finisher Michael Pickens next after this word from our good friends Bob Douglas and his entire staff at Rod End Supply. Remember, at Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. At Rod End Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farming equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, midget, modified, late model, sprint car, or a tractor, Rod End Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior service with superior products that will keep you in front of your field. To learn more, log on to rodendsupply.com or call Bob Douglas and his staff at 1-800-284-2902. That's 1-800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
I really don't know what to say. We're running out of superlatives for you, Kyle, and if you don't know what that means we're running out of all good, nice things to say. A fantastic effort. I don't know whether you realised how close that Brian Clawson was there for a while when you hit lap traffic and the two cars were running two abreast and you were struggling to thread the needle.
Yeah, I was pretty comfortable there on the bottom and just rode for a while and kept checking the big screen every time I came off four and could see somebody running the top, and they kept getting closer and closer, so I knew it was only a matter of time before I had to get up top in three and four. And it looked like he chased me down a little bit when I moved up, and I think I got through traffic pretty clean and then got a good pace going after I cleared him. And I think I pulled away. I don't know. I felt really good. So just hats off to all the crew again. This is great. Three in a row. We'll try and get the 50 lapper in a couple of days. But just thank all the sponsors. Thank all you fans again for coming out. This is another great crowd. So it's great to see all this.
That's absolutely fantastic. Tire wear didn't appear to be an issue. I've just had a look at your tires. They seem to have held up this time. Three wins, that's 75%. I'm in threat here. I'm missed 100%.
Oh, you are?
I've never won it all before. Truly, you're doing a fantastic job. The people are absolutely loving it. Talk us through the pole shuffle, how well you did in that.
Yeah, the pole shuffles are really fun. I was talking to the Dirt, and I was saying I wish they would do this in the States because it's really fun when you have a great track like this. And, not being number one in points kind of helps, because you get to get used to taking off at the line and you can time it right and you know where the fast lines are. So, not being first, like right. I said, it definitely helped out tonight and a couple nights ago. So. Like I said, though, the pole shuffles are a lot of fun, and I know it gets you guys amped up. I can see you guys cheering in the stands. A couple nights ago, I was really excited, so it's great to see.
Yeah, and don't forget, everybody, come down and see Kyle in the pits. He's more than happy to sign autographs or sign the T-shirts that you've just bought. And, good, well done, and on behalf of everybody, we're in awe of how well you're going, and good luck for the 50-lapper.
Yeah, thank you.
For the second straight race, Brian Clawson finished in the runner-up position. But he says he and the team have really found something in the setup, and they believe they have the car that could possibly challenge and beat Kyle Larson come the 50 lapper.
It was a great night for us. We had a strong run in our heat race again. Got our United Truck Parts team captain up to the front of the grid, and obviously running second isn't what we wanted. But we tracked him down, and we're all over him there for the lead, and he just got a break there in lap traffic that. Kind of won them the race. So we feel good about going into the 50 lapper. We feel like tonight proved he can be beaten, and we just got another 10 laps in a couple days to make it happen.
As for third place finisher Michael Pickens, it's his second top three finish in the last three races, and he too believes they found something that will have them challenging for another win in the prestigious 50 lapper.
We're pretty good towards the end. We closed up on Brian, and we just sort of ran out of laps. But we had good car speed. Like I say, we got better and better. But 50 laps. We're looking forward to it. I feel that we will. I think we'll be more suited to the longer race. Of course, our power. So looking forward to it. The tracks have been different every single night. So we just got to adapt to them, and we've gotten better and better. So, bring on the 50 lap, I can't wait.
And now here's the unofficial rundown. Tonight's winner, Kyle Larson. Second, Brian Clawson. Third, Michael Pickens. Fourth was Scott Buckley. And fifth was Steve Buckwalter. Hayden Williams was sixth. Corey Kruseman, seventh. Dwayne Hickman, eighth. Dave Gick, ninth. And Chris McCutcheon rounds out the top 10. A couple of news and notes for you. Dave Darlin pulled into the infield with four laps to go, but we do not have a word as to why he pulled into the infield. And while running fourth, Jerry Coons Jr. suffered a broken exhaust pipe header, and Brad Mosen had a tough night as he lost his steering. And we want to say a special congratulations to Casey Slemmon, who is the manager at Esslinger, His girlfriend, Kate Moran, said yes to him today. They got engaged at a little island about 20 minutes from the racetrack. So congratulations to Casey and Kate, and all the best wishes for you for a wonderful and happy life. Well, that's going to wrap up things here on our first broadcast of the 2013 season and the start of our second decade of streaming audio for you right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. For the entire Western Springs Speedway announce team, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you again real soon with the prestigious 50-lapper as we wrap up the four nights of the Crowne Plaza International Midget World Series right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And from all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, Happy New Year.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.